What's up, my Bringlese family? Welcome back to the fastest growing Learn English channel on YouTube. And no, I have not confirmed that stat. I'm just assuming. And honestly, it's probably not even true. So I probably shouldn't say it, but it sounds good. If I'm trying to market my channel, why not say that it's the fastest growing channel on YouTube? Which, yeah, it's probably not. Today, I want to make a quick video or podcast, if you're listening to the podcast version on the Briller Podcast, about the magical, mystical, crazy, spiritual letter in English, the letter S. This is probably one of the first things you learn when you study English, this mystical S, as one of my students calls it, because she has a hard time dealing with this S. If she has a third person or a plural, she often forgets the S. And the funny thing is, since it's one of the first things you learn when you study English, I know that most of you are already completely aware of how this magical S works. So what exactly do I mean by the mystical S? Well, in English, when you have a third person singular, and for those of you who don't know what third person means, it means not me, not you, a third person, a third party, not me or you. So third person singular, so one person, so he or she or Tom or it or the dog. When you have third person singular on your verbs, you will put an S. I think 97% of Italians know this, but probably like 67% of them actually properly use it consistently. And the other 33% just forgets or makes this, actually probably like 33% consistently get this right and 67% get it right sometimes, but oftentimes make this mistake. So the point of this video, this mystical S video, is to remind you of two things. First, when you have third person, you have to use the mystical S. You do not say he go, you say he goes. You do not say the dog look like a cat, you say the dog looks like a cat. You do not say Jim take a shower, you say Jim takes a shower, okay? So please, on your third person, say the S. The other occasion when you have to use the mystical S is when you have a plural. So more than one thing. If you have two things, you could have three kids, five games, 20 cars. Another context, probably like this is super difficult for Italians and other foreign speakers of English, but if you say one of the best or one of the craziest things I have done. So after one of the you need the plural S because it's one of many. So one of the best pizzas I've ever eaten was a margarita. So that's one plural. Other times where you know you will use a plural is, for example, if you have many, many things or some things, some games, some computers, some microphones, some cameras, some telephones. Or if you say there are many types of people, people is plural. So there are many different types of chairs. There are many different types of magazines, etc. And last but not least is when you have an English word that you borrowed from English, but you say it in Italian. For example, computer. In English, there is a plural version of computer. I know in Italian, you don't say I computeri, and you don't say I vidi, I videi. You say I video. But in English, these are normal words with S's at the end. So you have to say the videos, the computers, the films. Okay? So, third person singular, you use the S in the present tense. Plural, you use the S. Okay, guys? I hope that you will do that. And I know some of you are sitting here watching this video right now saying like, psh, I get that right every time. I don't need this information, Brian. Thanks for trying to help me, but at the same time, no thank you, because I know this. Well, guess what? Next time you speak English, send me a voice message and let's see if you get all the third person singular, mystical S, plural S, correct. Because I have not met many Italians who are able to get it right every single time, despite knowing the rule. So keep that in mind. Good luck. You can do it. All right, guys, let's stop the video or podcast if you're cool like that. If you're futuristic, if you're driving in your car right now and you're just like, you know what? I just wanted to listen to Brian's video or podcast about the Mystical S. So if you're doing that, thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting. If you like Brian Glezza and you want to support the channel, keep this channel alive, check the PayPal link. Every little donation helps. 2 euros, 5 euros, 10 euros, anything. Thank you guys for helping Brian Glezza. So let's stop right here. I will be back with another video soon. Peace.